Must be river rat time, end of April, right?
End of April.
So my first question on the river rat races has to do with the website. And if people want to know more about the river rat races, they can go to riverratraces.com, but they might be surprised where it takes them once they get on the web. It says River Rat Marathon.
Yeah, riverratrun.com is the website. And we used to do a marathon. The derecho kind of took care of our route at that time, and we moved out to the lake a few years ago, and we rebranded River Rat Run, and our numbers just keep going up. You can't find a more beautiful place to run, so it's been a good move for us. Riverratrun.com, but the website might say River Rat Marathon once you get into it.
But you're in the right place.
You're in the right place.
So let's talk numbers. You said that last year there was about 300 people that signed up, and how is registration going this year?
Last year we had a great race, 303 participants, and this year we're at 250 already, a month out, a little over a month out. So somewhere around a 37% increase over last year. So we're looking at a really good race this year. We get lots of comments that well-run, and probably one of the most beautiful places that people run races, I guess, around here.
Bruce, what are the options on the River Rat races?
This year you can do the half marathon, the 10K, or the 5K. All starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then we just start the races like about 10 or 15 minutes in between each race to get them going, and then they're off.
And you've dealt with just about every element you can deal with over the years. Hopefully this year it's going to be nice, but that's out of our control.
That's out of our control. This year looks to be a nice start to the race. I think it's going to be, right now they're projecting in the 40s and to start, and then up in the 60s by the time the race is over. So that's good weather.
Acura, there's never wrong, and I just looked it up and it said that. It was heard here
on KYNT. What's the 4th of July going to be like, Brooks?
You got to give me a couple minutes on that.
Should be hot and buggy.
I think it's hot, buggy, and maybe a little humid.
Well, you guys mentioned no more beautiful place to run. Let's talk route, start and finish, and what to see along the way.
Well, I could tell you the route, but this is the route guy right here.
He's the route guy. He's the registration guy.
I'm just the pretty face.
They give me jobs that keep me away from people, so I'm out on the trails usually during the race. But Bruce, actually, he kind of mapped that out, and we start at Gavin's Point picnic shelter right there at the beach, kind of. And then we just, the 5K goes around towards Midway and back. The 10K goes out towards where the lodges are at the lake and then back. And then the half marathon goes out and all the way around the Lake Yankton and then back to Gavin's Point. And like I said, I don't think you'll find a more beautiful place to run. And on top of it, the state and the Corps, I think Corps had something to do with it, they redid all the trails. So they're all brand new, smooth, nice looking trails.
Well, runners will appreciate that. And spectators, what are the odds of seeing an eagle on that trail?
This year, you never know at the weather the way it is. Some years we see them, some years you don't. Depends on if they've already moved on.
I was out walking yesterday, and we saw eagles yesterday on the trail.
I hear there's a nest or something out there, and there's like three eaglets in the nest, yeah. So they might be here this year.
Do you need volunteers?
Generally, we have enough volunteers with our groups that we sponsor. The Yankton track team, the high school and middle school science Olympiad teams. But if somebody were wanting to do something that Saturday morning, we won't turn you down. We'll find a spot for you.
Let's talk sponsors too, because I know you have some really good ones and definitely want to mention them.
A couple of our sponsors are Elkhorn Valley Bank, the Credit Union Services, Explorers Credit Union. Them are the major ones. Conklin is with us again. Conklin has been with us from the start. And then we have in-kind sponsors like Crazy Daisies and
Ivy, just all kinds of places around town. It's become a really nice race and a lot of sponsors. I could strip down and show you.
For those listening in, he took off his jacket and turned around so I could see the back of his River Rat shirt, and you're expecting me to read all those sponsors?
Well, there are a lot of them on there. I want to know that you were well supported. Plus, KYNT is our sponsor, and you guys are really good about being there.
Getting the word out and then being at the race day. Provide us some music and PA system race day.
So, I don't take my jacket off for anybody. Just want you to know.
Do you have some gear beyond the shirts? You got a great little logo, those rats that are standing there real proud.
Yeah, we kind of thought about what we wanted, and then we gave it to my brother-in-law, who's kind of an artist, and he came up with the rats back to back. And
2010, I think, is when you first started.
Yep, 2010 is when our first race was run. 2009, we got together, and we had a logo with the Meridian Bridge on it and some other stuff, and that was good. But then probably about 2015, 2017, we upgraded to the River Rats, the male and female runners, and we've been with that ever since about.
And this year we have some pretty cool prizes. I mean, for the first place stuff, I think we have some socks that, you know, runners give them.
Runners love
merchandise.
Socks.
We have some, anybody who runs the half marathon, they get a medal for running it. Then we place out the first three places, I think, our first two places and in all the races by all the different age groups and all the things, male, female.
Overall winner.
And an overall winner.
Now, on your website, it says raising money for select Yankton area organizations. Let's wrap it up with that.
That would be the groups that we kind of started this race to help support, and that'd be like the Science Olympiad teams in Yankton.
Which, by the way, middle school Science Olympiad, state champs again, yesterday and going to nationals.
Again.
Undefeated, I believe.
Undefeated.
You guys have a real passion for that, don't you?
They're great. Science Olympiad is rules in Yankton. Tom Merrill and then Bob Medick are the two that started that a long time ago in the 80s. And
yeah, I was happy to see that news yesterday and pass that along. So I know you're happy to help them. And
yeah, so we give money to the track team. We give money to the Science Olympiad team, the center. And then Bruce, when he started this race, he started it kind of for our little brother, Rich.
Yeah, our little brother got
killed. He's my brother, too.
Yep, got killed in Iraq in 2005, and I went on a couple of different marching marathons, like down in White Sands and the Black Hills. They have the Veterans March. Thought that'd be kind of fun to have here, and that's when I originally set up the marathon route in Yankton and got a group together, and then we decided to do a marathon, a half marathon, and a 5K at the time, and I think we had a kids race and a cyclocross, and we had all kinds of things going on. When we moved out to the lake, we just kind of went with just the half marathon, the 10K, and the 5K. We were a Boston qualifier until the bomb cyclone took out the trail back in 2019, and then we decided just to go with the half marathon. It's a little more easier to organize, not, you know, from half marathon to a full marathon, it is twice the amount of work.
Well, I hope that it goes well and you have a beautiful day. RiverRatRaces.com to get signed up, and there's an April 1st deadline coming up for a little discount.
Yeah, if you get signed up by March 31st, the prices, it's a normal registration period right now. Into April, you get into the late registration, so you can save some bucks by signing up right here by next Monday, actually.
All right.
And don't forget, some of that money goes to we sponsor a couple scholarships for Rich, so that kind of goes into that also.
Yeah, we do some scholarships as well.
Guys, thanks so much for coming in and sharing with us. We're happy to be a part of it and appreciate what you do.
Thanks for letting us come.